My name is Pelin Altıntaş. I'm from Texas State University. This is the study about spinability titled as A New Approach to Measuring Cotton Spinability Limits. A quick summary of my presentation. I'll start with the definition of spinability and then look at the traditional way of measuring spinability and this new method of spinability assessment. After that, I will state the objective of this study and then share the results and conclusions. Spinability limit is defined as the finest potential yarn number that can be spun satisfactorily for a given cotton fiber, which is finest count achievable below a tolerance threshold of yarn breakage. Fiber properties influence spinability limits. There are two main fiber properties seem to be influencing more than the others, and these are stable length and fineness. Longer and finer fibers can be spun into finer yarns. Traditionally, spinning performance is measured through spinning increasingly finer yarn while monitoring the end breakage rate. In order to obtain accurate measurement about the spinning performance, and due to low frequency of end breakage occurrence, we do need long tests for this measurement system. A minimum of 5,000 spindle hours is recommended. There are three reasons for a need of a new approach to measuring spinability. The very first reason is the test length. 5,000 spindle hours is impractical when you're dealing with the multiple samples. And the second is the traditional method criteria is based on only yarn ends down. It does not include the yarn quality. And the third one is the complex relation among these factors. Today, the evolution of the fiber properties and the spinning technology changed a lot, that it is getting harder to predict the spinability of a certain cotton. The interaction of fiber properties, machine parameters, and processing performance has become harder and complex and less readily predictable today. The previous study of Krifa and Attridge in 2004 developed a method to measure the spinability limits. They used the yarn quality criteria to measure the spinability limits. And for yarn quality criteria, they used the yarn thin places for two reasons. One reason, the finer yarn gets, the most sensitive yarn fold is the yarn thin places. And the second reason is yarn thin places is the most quality and process destructing yarn folds. So what they did is they monitored the yarn thin places throughout spinning increasingly finer yarns. They look at the relationship between the yarn count and the yarn thin places. And they found that this relation is non-linear. Here, they monitored the yarn thin places throughout the spinning finer yarn counts. And this is the nonlinear relation they saw for all the bales they analyzed it. At the very beginning, we see a linear relationship. As the yarn count gets finer, we see a very slowly increase in the number of thin places. After a certain point, this increase gets into a very steep increase. And after this point, it becomes uncontrollable. The variation and the number of the thin places, it's higher. So with these two segments of linear segment and the quadratic segment of this nonlinear relationship, what they did is they determined the breakpoint between the changes from linear to nonlinear quadratic segment of this specific cotton. For this specific cotton, it was 33.9 yarn count. The actual spinability limit is not the number of the tin places. It is the estimation of this breakpoint, which is shown over here in vertical line. I'm sorry. Which is changes from linear to quadratic segment. So they created a linear quadratic model to represent this relationship of tin places versus the yarn count. All of the bales show the same relationship, what they analyzed, and what they found out, this linear quadratic model fits the experimental data very well, and they're able to measure the spinability limit depending on this relationship of tin places versus the yarn count. And they found out that the fiber properties influence the spinability limit. And one of the fiber properties certainly influenced the spinability limit was the mean length. And we see a nonlinear relationship between the spinability limit and the mean length. As the mean length increases, the spinability limit is also increases. So this may be the result of saying longer the fiber it gets, the spinability limit increases. Depending on this assumption, this is the extent of the previous study. The objective of the current study is how to extend spinability limit with blends and using new spinning technology. Since we assume that as the fiber mean length increases, the spinability increases, we wanted to see if blending cotton with the polyester, increasing the length, is going to influence the spinability limit or not. And we use two different spinning technologies to see if there is any differences within these two technologies for the spinability limit. We have five laydowns for this experiment. The very first laydown is 100% medium stable cotton. Also the same, this cotton blended with the other polyester fibers. The medium stable cotton with micronair 4 with the upper high mean length 1.1 inch, uniformity index 82.4%, and the strength was 28.9 gram per tex. Laydown 2 was a cotton polyester blend with the percentage of 70 to 30%. Same cotton bale was used. Polyester was 1.5 inch long with a 2.25 denier fineness. At this specific laydown, we did an intimate blending down from the feeding hopper throughout the process. On the laydown 3, cotton polyester blend, we used the same polyester fiber with the laydown 2. The only difference compared to the laydown 2 over here was the polyester was blended with the cotton after the cotton went through the fine opening. We thought maybe fine opening might break or damage the polyester fiber length. Laydown 4, we have another cotton polyester blend. Same cotton was used. We over here use the finer polyester fiber with the 1.5 denier. The polyester was mixed with the cotton after cotton went through the fine opening. Laydown 5, we use the finer polyester fiber compared to the laydown 4 with the 1.2 denier. The polyester was again mixed with cotton after cotton went through the fine opening. All the laydowns processed through drawing, rubbing, and ring spinning. Fibers spun into starting from the medium fine to fine yarn count, starting with 36 yarn count, going up to the 90 yarn count, or until the process is impossible to continue, whichever occurred first. We apply two ring spinning methods, conventional and compact ring spinnings. At the end of the spinning, yarn samples were tested for evenness by a yarn test. When we look at the results of the conventional ring spinning, we still see the same relationship as the previous study. When we monitored the yarn thin places versus the yarn capped, we see this still the nonlinear relationship. At the very beginning, looks like a very slow increase. As the yarn count increases, the number of thin places slowly increases. After a certain point, this increase is in an increased rate. The variation is higher on this part of the relation. All the laydowns show the same relation. The first three laydowns seems to be demonstrating the same trend. So what we can say is 100% cotton did not make a big difference when we compare to coarse polyester fiber blends. And also when we look at the different blending between the laydown 2 and laydown 3, it's very similar trend. Seems like it did not matter either we blend the polyester fiber with the cotton at the feeding hopper or after the cotton went fine opening. We can see a difference when we come to the fine polyester fibers blends. Laydown 4 and 5, when we get to the 1.5 denier and 1.2 denier polyester fibers, we do see the separation for the higher yarn counts. With the compact ring spinning, we do see the same trend as the conventional ring spinning. At the very beginning, we see a very slow increase with the increase of yarn count, and then a repeat increase for the finer yarn counts. In general, we saw a decline of the number of thin places. For the first three laydowns, it went down to 400 from 600. And for the last two laydowns, it went down to 200 from 400 number of thin places. But as I mentioned before, the spinability is not the number of thin places we are interested in. It is the break point where this nonlinear relationship changes from linear to quadratic segment. And when we look at the two extreme laydowns for the conventional ring spinning, the first laydown showed the break point 44.9 yarn count. For the laydown 5, this was 53.7 yarn count. We still see the difference with the fine polyester fiber blends. The range is not as much as what we saw with the compact ring spinning. With the compact ring spinning, this breakpoint range between the extreme laydowns, laydown 1 was 44.1 yarn count, when laydown 5 was 69.01 yarn count. This range was higher than the conventional ring spinning. This relates to the including the finer yarn counts seems like interacting with the compact ring spinning better than the conventional ring spinning. When we plot all the linear quadratic fit breakpoints for all the laydowns for conventional and compact ring spinning, for the first three laydowns, we do see a very slow increase for the break point. When you compare the conventional and the compact ring spinning for these three laydowns, we do not see a very big difference on the break point. It seems like the spinability limits for these three laydowns are pretty much similar, either conventional or compact spun yarn. The difference can easily seen with the finer polyester fiber blends. Especially with the compact ring spinning, we see this huge difference as the finer polyester fibers blended compared to conventional ring spinning. So in conclusion, a two-segment linear quadratic model is also fitted well to the experimental data of this study. Blending composition, including spinning processes, we were able to see different spinning limits for different cutting processes, and these are related to the fiber properties and different blend composition and spinning processes. It seems like the fineness of polyester fibers influence the spinability limit. As the finer the polyester fiber gets, higher the spinability limit gets. We didn't see a difference between the blending methods, and as a last result, the compact spinning appeared to interact with the finer fibers better than the conventional ring spinning. This research was supported by the Texas Department of Agriculture, Food and Fibers Research. And if you have any questions, I would like to answer.